You leave the BBC World Service to start the new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today will be hearing more about the report which found that farming leaders in Scotland must do more to call out inappropriate language and comments from union members. That's coming up at 5:45. Before that, we'll have news briefing and our prayer, but we'll start with the shipping bulletin after a look ahead to next week.
Last year, the post office scandal became headline news.
For hundreds of post office branch managers wrongly convicted because of a flawed IT system.
The public were outraged. Convictions were overturned and the sub-postmasters had their say. So why are some victims still feeling frustrated?
Without open accountability, nothing will change.
I'm Nick Wallace and I've been investigating this scandal for nearly 15 years. In a new programme, I'll share the inside story of this landmark year and examine why the injustice still continues for many. The Great Post Office Trial, next Tuesday night at 8, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now here's Simon King.
Jane, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 7th of February. There are warnings of gales in Thames, Portland, Plymouth, Fitzroy, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Fitzroy, 1018, expected France, 1012, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra. Southerly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Viking. Showers later in Viking, good. South at Sierra, 40s. Southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, showers later, good. Cromarty. Southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers later, good. Forth. Southeast 2 to 4, backing east 4 or 5, showers later, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. East 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, showers, good. Humber, Thames. East or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Thames. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White. Northeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 4 or 5. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. Northeast 6 to gale 8. Backing north, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay. Northeast, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6. Then northwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy. Cyclonic, 6 to gale 8. Becoming variable, 4 or less. Then southwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sol. Easterly, backing northeasterly 4 to 6, veering southeasterly in west, but backing northwesterly 2 to 4 in east. Showers good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or northeast 4 to 6, showers good. Shannon, southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in east. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Rockall. South 6 to gale 8, backing southeast 5 to 7, fair, good. Malham, southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Hebrides, south 6 to gale 8, backing southeast 5 to 7, fair, moderate or good. Bailey, south 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south backing southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Faroes, south 6 to gale 8, fair, poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming southerly, then cyclonic later 6 to gale 8, rain or sleet, moderate or poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 5, 11 miles, 1038, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south by west 4, 16 miles, 1038, falling slowly. Lerwick, south southwest 4, 8 miles, 1041, falling slowly. Lucas, calm, recent fog, 4 miles, 1,042, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east 4, 1,038, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 7, 5 miles, 1,030. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1,027. Jersey, northeast by east 4, heavy rain 7 miles, 1,025, falling quickly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 7, 2 miles, 1,027. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east 5, 9 miles, 1,029, falling. Valentia, east southeast 4, 19 miles, 1,032, falling. Ronald's Way, east 5, 15 miles, 1,038, falling. Malinhead, southeast 5, 9 miles, 1,037, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. The ridge of high pressure over Scotland will decline today, as a low over the Bay of Biscay will move north across France, bringing rain and showers to the southern waters. The low will become slow moving over the Channel tomorrow, with the rain and showers spreading north across most areas. Then the ridge will build again over Scotland on Sunday. Cape Wrath, 2 rightway ahead, including Orkney. Southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in north. Showers later, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5. Showers later, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeast 3 to 5, veering east or southeast 4 to 6. Showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair then showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 5 to 7, veering easterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 4 or 5, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northeast 6 or 7, backing north 4 or 5, showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northeast 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northeast 4 to 6, showers later, good. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5 later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carnarford Loch, east or southeast 4 to 6, showers in southeast, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point, southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south 4 to 6, backing southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. And the Shetland Isles, south 4 to 6, backing southeast 5 or 6, fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 7th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. President Trump has imposed sanctions on the International Criminal Court, saying it has improperly targeted America and Israel. Ministers are being urged to provide assistance to those affected by pelvic mesh implants and the medicine sodium valproate. In business, MPs have raised concerns about the government's decision to commit billions of pounds to technology to capture and store carbon emissions. And in sport, Liverpool have thrashed Tottenham to book a place in the EFL Cup final. President Trump has approved an executive order imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court. He has accused the ICC of abusing its power by issuing an arrest warrant for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over alleged war crimes in Gaza, which Israel denies. Neither the United States or Israel is a member of the court. Mr. Trump also imposed sanctions on the court during his first term in the White House. Our North America correspondent Peter Bowes explains how the sanctions could affect the ICC.
In practical terms, these sanctions may well impact the way that it does its work around the world. Sanctions that include freezing of assets, visa restrictions, so individuals restricted from travelling to the United States. It could mean that financial institutions might be reluctant to work with the ICC, fearing penalties from the United States.
Three former Harrods employees have accused Mohammed Al-Fayed's only surviving brother of sexually assaulting them while they were working for the department store. Speaking for the first time to the BBC, the women say Ali Fayed assaulted them in the 1990s when he and his brothers, Mohammed and Salah, owned and ran Harrods. A spokesperson for Ali Fayed, who lives in the US, says he denies all the allegations of wrongdoing. The Patient Safety Commissioner for England has called for the government to provide assistance as a matter of urgency for children harmed by the medicine sodium valproate and women left in severe pain by pelvic mesh implants. Dr. Henrietta Hughes recommended a redress scheme a year ago and has described the lack of action as an injustice. The government says it is considering the matter. Jo Cousins took sodium valproate during pregnancy. She's one of many patients awaiting compensation.
I'm not going to give up. And there's all the families out there that are involved will not give up. So if they think that they can just get away with some form of non-financial redress without giving us financial redress, then I can tell you this now, that we're ready to fight for it.
The celebrity chef Gino De Campo has denied a number of allegations of inappropriate and intimidating behaviour on the set of his television programmes. ITV News said it has spoken